to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Yeah. Welcome to the Resettled Radio Live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Gallo Akyol, and my colleague Enoch Gurmesa will be in the studio shortly. Nyarial Gany, that's the name of the music. I don't know who is the artist. It is a music from South Sudan. Nyarial Gany is from the tribe by the name Nuer. Nyarial Gany means, you know, a beautiful girl. This is a young man singing a song about a beautiful girl, and is using his bull, because a bull signifies a lot of things, you know. It is a character where young men compose songs on a particular bull that he loves, and then will compose songs about the girl he admires. So this gentleman admires a girl by the name Nyarial Gany. So he composed that song to admire Nyarial Gany with his bull. See how amazing the culture is. This is how life is in Africa, where you can admire someone, you know, compose songs. It's like life here anyway, but, you know, it's not the way it is, not by bolts. Welcome live. I'm your host for the day, Gallo Akyol. This is Saturday, September 23rd. 2017. This is Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And I will be in the studio for the rest of the show. My team is not here with me today, but I think they will be back next week. I'm sorry, last week I said they will be back today, but not. But I got a colleague of mine who will be here in the studio with me, my colleague Hanok. So he will join me shortly. He's on the way coming. Well, for the things that are happening, today is a big day, election night. So we all know, and if you have not voted, that is not right. Get out and vote, because that's where you can change things. It doesn't matter who you're going to vote for, but vote, because your vote can make a difference. I've been talking to people in the community who are thinking, you know, their vote may not make a difference, but hey, you don't even know tomorrow when someone comes in and is the prime minister that you don't even like, and then you will be like, I didn't like him, but you did not vote because you did not have a voice. And who knows, that person might come in with a difference of only one vote, and that is yours. That's your vote. And that's why we always say, you know, one vote makes a difference. It counts. We come from area, from an environment where people are not allowed to vote. For my case, I come from South Sudan, where I have never voted for the rest of my life. I'm 40 plus years old who have never voted in my country of origin. Imagine and hear, there are chances of exercise of the rights and freedoms and all types of rights where you have the voice. You can express yourself in many ways through the ballot box, you know, freedom of speech. You can say anything that you like, as long as not hurtful or hateful. And that's the precious thing about New Zealand. It's for everybody. Hey, what I'm trying to say is, if you have not voted yet, get out and vote, because today is the last day to vote. If you don't know how to vote, I've been saying this all over this period. If you don't know how to vote, I mean, not how to vote, but if you don't know who you vote for, please sit down, then reflect on your problems. What problems do you want to be changed? And then once you know your problems and how do you want these problems to be solved, then go to the parties that are running for election, and then align your problems with the things that the other party, that the other parties are trying to, that they promise. And then if your problems are being answered for, let's say, for the case of New Zealand First, then vote for the New Zealand First. If it is for Maori Party, then go for Maori Party. If it is National, go to National. If it is, you know, Labour Party, go to the Labour Party. Not just vote for the sake of voting, but you know why you are voting. This is why we say your vote counts, because it will make a difference. That is why it is important to get out and vote. Because today is a special day, a special election day, where it will come every 3 years. You know, it is your right. It is your right that nobody will take it away from you. It is your right to exercise it. But you don't sit with it in your room, come out and vote. That's what it is. And also tell your friends to come and vote. Because tomorrow we don't need to complain that so-and-so have come and, you know, they have taken, you know, I dare not exercise my right now. Nobody has told you not to exercise your right, but you did not want to take that chance. Let me take you for a break for a music, and we will be back shortly. And let me play to you Mr. Bombastic. I think he's going to be
Mr. Bombastic. We are some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover.
Mr. Bombastic is Shaggy. That's what he is singing, Mr. Bombastic. Enjoy.
Now, Mr. Lover, Lover. She called me Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Put me on my box. She says, I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on my box. She says, I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk, soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Fantastic, touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Boom 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 Bastic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on my box. She call me Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. She touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. Gee whiz, baby, please let me take you to an island of the sweet cool breeze. Don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me are the rice, well baby love you the bees. I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. O. Y'all be it like you should. I give you loving, girl. You loving well, good. I want you loving, girl. You remember the wood you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your pan bitches. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess when you put me to the test that I'm bombastic. Give me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll leave me from the start. With some physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go lava, 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 and I chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. Humble lay down on a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only sound you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Don't turn on the box, it says I'm Mr. Rowe. Fantastic, she tickle up my box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. What you say, girl? Smooth.
Yamale mama, yamale mama, yamale mama.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Resident Radio, brought to you by RCC. I'm Galois Shul, and my colleague is here today.
Yes, yes, yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Gadluk.
Long time, eh?
Yes, I know. I heard you saying, you know, my colleagues won't be joining me today.
Yeah.
And you sounded a little bit sad, and I said, oh, no, I have to make it. I was stuck in traffic.
I know.
Auckland traffic.
And imagine last week, I think I tried to drive. And then traffic was not moving at all.
Yeah, no, it's
not. It was not.
And the thing is, you don't expect it to be busy because it's Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday and the politics on the road. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw, what is his name? Winston Peters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with a bus.
Okay.
He said, hey, how are you guys? Go and vote. Yeah, we are voting, but not for you.
Yeah, no, I was stuck in traffic. And then I was listening to the show, and then I heard Gadluk saying, my colleagues are not joining me. I said, no, come on. I said to my partner, drive fast, drive quickly, I'm coming.
You know? And today, guys, it's a big day. Election
it is
night.
A very big day.
And if you have not voted early, get out and vote.
Please. It stops at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I heard them saying it earlier on, so there's still some time.
Yeah, you know, you may think your vote does not make a difference, but it does.
It makes such a big difference.
Yeah, you never know who will come. Might be the difference of one vote, and that could be yours.
We come from a place where, you know, voting has never been a big thing.
Yeah, I said it before,
and
you know.
Your voice has never really been
I have never voted in my country because even if you vote, they don't count them.
It's a waste of time,
So that's a lot of waste of time. Mm-hmm. And here we have all the opportunity. Your vote is safe. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody only
and
knows
it
about it, and it counts. Mm-hmm. And it's only you who knows.
Yeah.
You see?
Definitely, everyone who is eligible to vote, please go and do that.
Yeah, please get out and vote.
Tell me, Gadluk, are they is it too late to register? Like, if you haven't registered?
Yeah, now it's too late to register.
So now it's just voting only?
Yeah, you just go and vote.
Ah, I hope people registered.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. We have been telling a lot of people to get out and register and, you know, early voting. Avoid the long line and the queues.
Exactly,
and all of that.
Because I know that's another thing. People like to say, oh, I don't want to go in the queue and whatever.
Yeah.
But if you want your situation to change, then you must go.
it takes time.
You must go.
Yeah, you must go if you need policies to change.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember, you know, when people, I think it was UK, when UK pulled out of the European Union.
Yeah, the Brexit thing.
The young people did not care, say, it will not change anyway.
Yeah.
And then when the result was that we are moving away, they say, no, it cannot happen.
But you didn't do anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything. And
exactly.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. When you ignore, it was like Donald Trump thing. The young people, they're not even participating to vote.
Now you're dissatisfied.
And when they say it's him, oh no, how come?
Everyone couldn't believe it.
Yeah, everyone could not believe. Mm-hmm. No? Those are the factors affecting people.
Exactly.
When you don't act.
It's very important to act, especially in a country where you actually know that your being there makes a difference.
Yeah.
You should use it.
Yeah, you should use it.
Yeah. And I mean, my heart prays for the day that will be the same in Africa.
I hope so.
Yeah. Next year is Zimbabwe's elections August.
And the 94-year-old man is still running.
He's very much running.
While he should be in a nursing home.
You know? There's so many video clips of him circulating. He's struggling to walk, but he's running to be president again next year. So,
How? In the wheelchair?
Yes. He's going to rule us from a wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, coming from an environment like that, and a lot of other African people can relate to such similar situations, I think it's important when you know that.
Yeah, I remember in...
ex counts.
Yeah, in 2010, when our country went for election. You see, what they did was to bring, the tank, the military tank. They brought to the polling station, I think, over 15 of them.
Wow.
So they will tell you this is the box you're going to vote for.
You know,
at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And they call it election.
You see.
They even announced the winner before the votes are counted.
The country has 5 million people, but 10 million people voted for this guy.
So
same as us, we had dead people voting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just took names of people that passed long ago. Use their ID numbers, voted on their behalf. It's very sad.
And hey, when you see politicians, you know, knocking at your door, hey, come on.
It's so different.
So, hey, what's
They're just
on?
Another person, just yeah. like me and you.
Yeah. Mm. You know, they're just ordinary people.
Yeah.
Talk to you. Talk to you about
It's the
problems.
President of, is it Switzerland or Sweden? Yeah. He catches the train every day to work.
To go to work.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
And imagine in Africa where the highway will be blocked.
You know that
president is going.
All the expensive cars. Yeah. Look.
All the expensive cars. Not even the president. Even the minister.
The minister. Even the.
The mayor.
I'm sure even the man, the one who makes tea for them, is got a convoy. You know, it's not good. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's so sad. So it's really important that we take advantage of this situation, where we can make a difference.
There's no way you can correct things in this country. You correct things through your voice.
Yeah.
And this is what we did not have, you know, in the past and where we come from. So this is a different experience. So in this country, it has given you opportunity to say no and yes. It has given you a lot of choices. It's not like where we come from, you know, whether you say no or yes is already a yes for them. But here you are given some choices, you know.
And what people forget is that a president or prime minister is a job position.
Yeah.
And they have to answer to us because we employed them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not doing what's on your job description, you must get fired.
I remember the Ugandan election, and then Yoweri Museveni, the current president, he was running back then, and then people went to debate.
Yeah.
I think debate was like, I don't know how many parties, I think seven of them.
Yeah.
And then he refused to debate.
Oh.
Saying this is a high school thing. I cannot participate.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Mm. You see, we give you the job. Mm. You're employed by the state.
Yeah.
Okay? This is your job description.
We are paying taxes.
We're paying you.
Yeah.
So then you must do your job.
Yeah.
If you're not doing it, then it is within our rights to fire you.
Yeah.
But in Africa, that doesn't.
That doesn't come.
No.
It's a
different whole thing altogether.
And then if they know they are losing, they will say so and so. The ones that are winning, lock them up.
Exactly.
Or beat them up. Kill them. Make them disappear.
Just anything bad.
Kidnap
the
wives. Kids. You know.
It's so bad, yeah. And I think in Africa, people don't understand that a president is a job.
Yeah, they don't.
I think it's here in these first world countries, people know that, even the president knows that, if I do this and this, I can get fired.
I remember when Obama was leaving White House, he was saying, you know, my lease is over.
Yeah.
So because I've been renting, so someone will come and we'll rent for 4 years.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
And then that's how things work.
And they know that if I'm not meeting my criteria, I can get fired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you come to Africa where you are the one who's worshipping the president. Oh, please, Mr. President. Even though he's stealing the money from your pocket for your food, you're still, you know, you must respect him.
Yeah, that's why we have a lot of them now have ruled for 40 years, 30 years. We have Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. We have Uncle Bob over there. We have Omar al-Bashir. We have all of those guys.
Oh, you know, you laugh, but it's really sad. But you laugh because if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other way.
How can you have a president who your mother and then her child and then her great-grandchild and her children all know one ruler?
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. All of them.
It's like only one man in a country of 10 million is the only good
one. Capable. Everyone else is,
He does not trust even his kids.
No. But anyway, if you look at, for example, if you look in Zimbabwe, the kids are not even, you know, they're just the other son of the president's wife, because she's got her own children from a previous marriage.
No,
just ordered two Rolls Royces. Brand new into the country. Apparently, they're valued at 20-something million or something, US dollars.
Oh, man.
Our road has got potholes everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's nowhere to drive. Where are you going to drive the Rolls Royce? Wouldn't you rather fix the road than after that?
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
And see, these are the problems
back there.
And the worst part is when people come here, they forget all those.
That's true.
They do other things.
That's true.
They just forgot that it was the other day when they were there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing that, you know, a lot of people I think we should take our skills and our experience and everything, exposure mm-hmm. that we get from here,
mm-hmm.
and then teach those skills back home.
Yeah.
Take them back home and empower the people at home.
Yeah.
And share those skills. You know, I always say, imagine if every single African that's abroad mm-hmm. went back to their home right now mm-hmm. with all the skills they've learned from America, New Zealand, Australia, everything. Mm-hmm. Would have brilliant doctors, engineers, mm-hmm. pharmacists. Mm-hmm. Mention it. Everything. We've got it all. But it's just out of the country.
Oh, man. It's like it will never end.
Yeah, I've got a long road to go. But it will get there. Look, I've got faith.
Yeah, we will. We will.
But you know, it's a long journey.
It's all about the belief and faith and confidence. And, yeah.
And it's also about actually taking action, you know? Because I think sometimes if you have belief and faith, but you're just, you know, you're not doing anything. I think we need to hold these leaders accountable.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but, you know, we need to try.
We will be, hey, man, do your job.
Make a plan.
What's going on with you guys?
Otherwise, we'll suspend you. Give you a written warning.
Yeah, because we pay the houses. You guys are there. We pay the taxes.
And, exactly.
And you guys are like, you don't even know us. Mm. Because sometimes it's like, hey, who are you?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
when we know them.
Mm, and they're eating your money.
and tomorrow they will do something different.
That's, guys. It's unreal.
Yeah. But we hope that, you know, young generation is coming up in Africa and things are changing so fast.
It is.
Yeah. Things are changing so fast. So, you know,
and
a
social media, in as much as it's bad, it's actually really good as well. It's helped a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. I was so sad this morning. I was talking to my son in Ethiopia because I call him through WhatsApp and all, but he did not answer. And then I asked him, I call him with the real line, and then he say, yeah. And then I asked him, what happened? Now he said, you know, we don't have social media. It was pulled down by the government.
What? The whole country?
The whole country.
No.
It's like no social
like
media
China.
In Ethiopia. Like China.
What? That's, you know, these are the things.
It was yesterday.
That's your right.
Yeah.
That's your right. If I want to be on Facebook every day, that's up to me.
So it's like the guy is fighting the social media too.
What? So how do you... Oh.
He pulled them. No Twitter, no Facebook.
No Instagram, Snapchat,
nothing. He pulled them down. Like he really pulled them down.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things, Katluk, that make my blood boil. If someone wants to be on Facebook every day, whether it's healthy or not, that's their decision.
Yeah.
The government cannot speak for you. You can't do that to someone.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
And the reason why they want to stop the social media or the reason why they've done that is because it is a very real threat.
Yeah.
You know, people have always said, oh, you can't start a revolution on social media, but you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised the things that are happening these days, word is spreading so fast. One person sends a message, sends to another and sends to another. You share it on Facebook, you share it everywhere. Next thing, 5 million people have seen the thing.
Yeah.
That's how anything is being done these days.
But what those people do not know, the world has changed. This is a digital world.
That's what I'm
saying.
It's
not the world they used to know.
No, it's not. And that's why they can't handle social media, because it's giving them a headache. It's giving them a headache, you know?
Last time I saw my president in South Sudan, and it was because he was attacked on the internet. A lot of things was said about him, and, you know, it was viral.
Mm.
And then he was so upset, and then he went to national TV saying, I'm going to shut down internet.
We had the same thing happening in Zimbabwe as well.
Yeah, I will shut down the internet, and I will punish those people and say...
You can't do that.
Where are you going to get them?
You're going to punish the whole country.
They're not even here.
Yeah.
Some of them are outside the country. How are you going to get them?
Exactly. This thing has got no borders. It's got no borders.
Oh,
you can't contain it. You know, you say to someone, before the government could oppress someone because, you know, it was within that region only, and you couldn't voice what's happened to you. Now the government does something to you. You go on your Twitter and you say, hey guys, this is what happened to me in this city.
Mm.
Next thing, the whole country knows about what happened to you. The whole world knows. It's making headlines.
Just with one click. It's like worldwide thing.
The whole world knows what's happening to you.
What's
and
happening?
It's giving these guys a headache. That's why they don't like it.
Oh, God. I remember when Uncle Bob fell down.
Mm.
And within 1 minute, I think it was shared like a million of
it
views.
It was shared everywhere. And they made so many. They so made so many memes. They made the one where he was falling. Yeah, it looked like he was falling. You know, and he was so angry, and he said, you know, the police said all the people that are busy sharing these things are going to be arrested.
Yeah,
so you're going to arrest the whole country because everyone is sharing this thing.
Where are you going to get the jail? Where will they fit it?
Exactly. And what are you arresting me for? You know, it's the truth. He fell, he must resign. He's falling because he's old.
This is so sweet. Let's go for a break and then we will come back. This is so sweet. Abe Lakeo from Ethiopia. Oh, God. This is really good.
You're my love.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Russell Radio. This is two of us in the studio.
Yes, in case you're just joining us, I'm Sandra and I've got my colleague here.
We have a lot of things coming up next week. We have October 7, Saturday, October 7, we have a youth tournament. We will be having youth tournament, you know, it will start from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will be a lot of fun, a lot of games and, you know.
Mainly soccer, is it?
Yeah, mainly soccer.
Yeah.
Is it soccer or football?
I'll call it soccer.
Because when you say football, it will be something else.
True. Yeah. According to us, it will be something else, but in America, it will. Yeah.
It will. That's for the young people. You know, this is the idea is that don't keep them inside the house. You know, bring them out.
Is there a cutoff age?
No, as long as, you know, I think from 13. From 8:13?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from 8:13 to not a 4 to 5, but to...
Yeah, because I was going to say, look, do you qualify? You know, when they say the young people, are you going to be there or are you going to be the referee?
Maybe referee.
So, okay, if you're 28, 29, you can come?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay. You can come. You still fit in. You
know. So where is it happening?
It will happen in YMCA Mount Albert.
Okay.
So if you don't know where it is, you can just call ARCC at 846-0110.
And that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be a lot of prizes.
Will there be food?
Yeah, there will be food, surprises.
I'll be there.
We miss Pierre on this.
Yeah, you see, Pierre, if you're listening, I know you'll be there because there'll be food.
Yeah, there will be food. And if you get lost...
You're part of the youth, so you're allowed to come.
Yeah, you can come and play, but bring your ball.
Yes.
You know? There's no excuse if you can make it.
Definitely come, yeah. And it looks like because daylight savings is coming, we might start to get some better weather.
Oh, yeah, things
have changed. I think it's daylight savings today, is it? Or is it tomorrow?
I don't even know.
It's this weekend, so it's either today or tomorrow. So don't forget to turn your clocks back. Otherwise, go to work too late or too early. Yeah. But, if you can make it, definitely come. It'll be worthwhile. The sun looks like it's starting to shine a lot more. We're getting some summer coming, you know. It's a good way to spend the day and enjoy. It's nicer than being locked up in the house all the time. Yeah. So, I mean, and can girls come? Can girls play?
I think so.
Yeah.
Part of the USA.
Yeah, because...
Part of the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So, if the girls, ladies, if you're listening, because some of you know, we can play the soccer better than these boys.
But some people, you know, some youth have their teams already.
So, oh, is it?
So, if you have teams already, that's fantastic.
That's even better, okay.
Yeah, that's even much better.
Yeah, because I know there's some women that can play soccer better than men. So, come and show us your skills.
Now, women are taking over, eh?
Now we're taking over, Pierre. We must watch this space.
It's slowly.
Slowly. I mean, if this Jacinda wins, we'll be having a female prime minister.
Oh, man. I posted about her last night. Mm. Did you see my photo with her?
Oh, did you get a picture with her?
Yeah.
Gadluk, you're a celebrity. You must give me your autograph. I want your autograph now. Guys, I'm in studio with a celebrity.
I hope that she's going to make it.
Yeah, I like what they're proposing, you know. Their manifesto.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's go for Ja Rule a bit, and then we will come back to you guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah. kiss. Late night lover, you know, don't wanna say kiss like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the pain. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that. Hoops and shades, throw down on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dead child letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. He's an MOB. Money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby. Bombers boot in the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I'm you crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave up that easy. Should be waking up wet for she's a. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, pimp game is very religious. And I feel like a Don Bishop. Gold deep dish, money, green bins. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. Who cares? You care.
That's Lucky Dube.
The way it is.
The way it is. That's for you, Pierre. Yeah, that's you, Pierre. We miss you in the studio.
We miss you in the studio, Pierre.
Yeah, that's one for you. That's the way it is. Yep. Welcome back to Russell Radio Live. This is Galuak.
And Sandra.
And Sandra. Yeah, Saturday, October 7th, Youth Tournament. And AICC Third Summit in November 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we do once a year.
And is this happening in Auckland?
In Auckland. Mm-hmm. It will happen in Mount Eden Memorial Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already booked.
Nice.
And so invite has been sent out.
And can anyone attend? Or
anyone.
Need to be invited?
Anyone.
It's not like that other one. What was the one where you needed to be invited? That wasn't.
I don't even know about that.
Look, you remember there was that event where you said, no, this one you need to be invited by the community. It was the Refugee Day, I think.
It was Refugee Day, yeah. That's what they say. Hey, you have to be invited.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one you don't have to be invited. Hey. So this one, anyone can come?
You can just pop in.
Will there be food?
Yeah, there will be a lot of food.
Ah, I'll be there.
There will be a lot of food. This is so good.
No, yeah, looking forward to it. In November? What date?
November 2nd.
2nd November.
Yeah.
The year is over.
Imagine. We are talking about 2018
the year
now.
Is over.
How fast things are. Huh? Man, time is flying, eh?
Yesterday you were saying Happy New Year. Man. Yesterday you were saying 2017, let's see what it's going to bring.
And now
it's finished.
Done.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, man.
Scary.
The world.
It's so scary.
It's getting upside down.
Mm. I'm just getting older and older. That's all I see.
It's so amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we will see you next week.
Yes, same time.
Saturday, same time.
Same place.
Same place, same people.
And this time, hopefully, Pierre will be joining us and will be a full house.
And the team is, fire up.
And by this time next week, we'll be knowing who the new prime minister is.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We will be trying to know who this new guy is.
Exactly. Or girl.
Or girl.
Probably girl. I support the females. Like Gadluk was saying, before we leave you guys, he was talking about elections, saying they're happening today, right now as we speak.
Yep.
If you are registered to vote, please go and cast your vote. There is still time. It finishes at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Polling stations are open till 7 p.m. So please, guys, it does make a difference. I know you might not think it does.
Get out and vote.
But it really does.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote. It makes a difference for you, for your future relatives that plan to come here, if anyone plans to come, your kids, if you've got kids, it makes a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. Gadluk, when did you vote?
I'm not allowed to vote.
Even me.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because we're the ones saying, yes, you must go, but us, we're not allowed.
And we're not allowed to vote. This is how much you love this country.
Yeah, no, as soon as we're now allowed, we'll be first in line, Gadluk?
Yeah, true.
In fact, if we were allowed, we would have been there, the first ones, before anyone. Other people are lining for the new iPhone. Us were lining up to vote.
Yeah, to vote. A lot of things. Yeah, that's it. Don't let it go. Please
vote.
Make a difference.
7 p.m. it ends, so there's still about an hour and 10 minutes.
And pull a friend. Get out and vote. See you next Saturday. Enjoy Awile Logumba.
Prépare le nom.